Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into His presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love Him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship Him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Some people who know how to worship Him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship Him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship Him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Can you enter in today? Can you enter in? Hallelujah. Will you give God our praise, glory, and honor because he did it for you one more time? We thank God for the one more time. We enter in. Hallelujah. We enter in. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. We enter in. Hallelujah. We enter in. Thank you, Jesus. Can you enter in today? Can you trust God today? Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare over your life today that you're healed, that you're delivered, that you're set free? We enter in. Come on in, enter in. We enter in. Oh, Lord, we enter in. Hallelujah. Go ahead and enter in that place, the place of believing and trusting God. Enter in that place and receive what God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you enter in today? Hallelujah. If you only knew what God had for you, hallelujah, you would hurry up and get there. Get there. Enter in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come entering in today, oh, God. We come to worship the words through God. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come entering in today. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Hallelujah. As we enter in, we enter in. Hallelujah. We enter in, Lord. Oh, yeah. We enter in. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait till something happens. You ain't got to wait till you lose a loved one. You ain't got to wait till they say you're fired. You ain't got to wait till people turn on you. We enter in. Can you enter in today? We enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace. We thank you for this day, oh God, because this is the day that you have made. Oh, Lord, we come to enter in today. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. We enter in. Come on, let us sing to the Lord. We enter in today. Hallelujah. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, oh God. We enter in today. For the Lord is a great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. He laid it earlier and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, hallelujah, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, and enter in today, hallelujah, will you enter in today and trust God? Hallelujah, oh, sing to the Lord, a new soul today. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. From day to day, enter in today. Hallelujah. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is the shield above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. All their majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Will you enter in today? Will you enter in today? Hallelujah. Give to the Lord. All families of the peoples. For the Lord, glory and strength, and enter in today, trusting God with all of you, all that you have, all that you will have. Enter in today, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we enter in. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in, hallelujah. Give it all over to God. We enter in. Bring it off and come with him. Come into his courts, hallelujah. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Show before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shelter of your host, Prophet T. Chantel. We enter in today. We enter in today, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Open up your mouth and shout to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If God just kill me around, open up your mouth and shout, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just give God all the glory, honor, and praise. He alone is worthy. And I just thank you, God, for allowing us to enter into your presence, God, with thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let nobody stop you from shouting. Don't let nobody stop you from worshiping and praising God. Lord, and what you
said,
you man can't save you. Money can't save you. Your
heart
can't save you. Your kids can't save you. Your
friends
can't save you. Can you open up your heart and shout glory? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We come today, hallelujah. We come to worship you, Father God. It ain't about us. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You made it about us. We come making it about you today. We enter in today. Open up your mouth and shout. Ever enter into the arena today and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. We want to thank you for breaking us up and above dirt this morning, this afternoon. We just want to say thank you. We just thank you for you being a wonderful God, amazing God. Just thank you for all the blessings, the overflow. We just thank you in advance. For the major overflow in the process of the overflow, we just want to say thank you, God.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. When you trust God, he's giving you one more time to get it right today. But when you trust God to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, when you believe that you are worthy, hallelujah, do you believe that God counted your favor, that God counted you in, hallelujah, enter in today, hallelujah, we enter in, hallelujah, glory to God. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory to the shout, whether hallelujah. Glory to God.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for seeing me another day. I'm still here in the living.
Yes.
I thank you for waking me up. I thank you for the brand new grace and mercy that you gave me this morning.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You that my family is doing well. I thank you for the roof, the clothes, the food, the finance, my whole family, Lord. I just thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Thank
I don't
you.
Have enough tongues to tell you how much I thank you. But I thank
you,
Lord. You've been
thank
so good to me.
You've been
I
so
tell
good.
Everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She says, you've been so good. It might be that song. Hallelujah. We say, you've been so good. I said, when I look back, she said, I had some good days. I had some years of God. But when I look back over my life, my good days outweigh my bad days. She said, you've been so good. So good. Can you say it today, God? You've been so good. So good. That when I look, hallelujah, that when I look, hallelujah, and see that what you got for me, my good days outweigh my bad days. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the enemy wants to magnify that is not good. He want to magnify when things don't go right. He want to magnify that thing to make it seem like everything is turning around for the worse. It seems like it's going to get worse, and your words, the words are coming to my mouth. Can it get worse than this? Can it get any worse than this? And the devil's making showing you, yes, it will. But if you decree and declare that it's already good, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you that he's been so good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise. Glory to God. Come and bring the day of shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In your presence, Lord God, is where I long to be. In your presence,
yes.
God. Oh, I long for a deeper devotion to life with God. Oh, I pray
yes,
that
God.
My walk through the days ahead will be filled with God's love like he loved for others. And I won't count the cost. I won't count the cost. Thank you,
my
Jesus,
God.
For loving me. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah,
thank
to
you,
your
Lord.
Name, Jesus. Thank Jesus. You, Lord. God bless. God bless, God keep us, God strengthen us.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In your presence, Lord. In your presence.
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus,
to your name.
In your presence, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Cousin Brenda. Yes, she said, I long to be in your presence. I long to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Because in the presence of God, there is love, there is peace, there is joy, there is happiness, there's your protection in the presence. I long to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Second is long to be in the presence of man, in the presence of people. But she said, I long to be in the presence of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Do you long to be in the presence? Well, enter in today. Hallelujah. Enter in today. Each and every one. Cut the culture. My Lord, my God, don't cut the culture. Means that you don't find it robbery, hallelujah, to serve the God. You don't find it robbery to take time out to praise and to worship and to tell somebody about God. She said, I won't cut the culture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said, I want to increase in love. I want to operate in love. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have been commanded to love one another. That is a commandment that Jesus gave before he left you. He said, I command you to love one another. Will you do it today? Hallelujah. You can't say you like Christ. You can't say you're Christ. You can't say you got faith in your house. It's not operating in love. My Lord, my God, then you need to check what spirit is operating in you today. Hallelujah. If you're not operating in love, my God, my God. And when you operate in love, you're able to forgive and let go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Connie and just came in on the line. Sister Connie, welcome to the show. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I had some distractions, but as you see, I got on here anyway because I missed out on
Amen.
In the morning. So I have to make sure I get to the shout. I thought I had set my clock, but I guess I didn't. But that's okay. That's okay. I just want to just shout out to God for all, just thanking him today. I'm just full of thanks because I saw my daughter walk without a walker. I've seen her where she had combed her hair. She is progressing so well. I'm just so thankful today. I'm just thankful.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we be thankful today? Can we be thankful for what God is doing and what God has already done? Can we be thankful for what God is doing right now, hallelujah, in this season? Can you believe, hallelujah, that God is for you, hallelujah, and if God be for you, who can be against you? Can we be thankful today? Can we just thank God and stop complaining about what we don't have and what it don't look like and what about me, hallelujah? Don't you know that Jesus ain't about you, so you ain't got to say what about me and know that Jesus already made it about you. You have someone that came and died for you, hallelujah. Do you understand that someone has somebody came to die. They didn't come to see if they were doing. Jesus came to die. Hallelujah. That was his mission. He came to fulfill the prophecy. He came to die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you just be faithful today and enter into his presence? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If it's your first time here on the shop and you want to shout with us, hallelujah, press one. We want to hear from you. Shout and just thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's doing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, you just saw today. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet. See, that is the trick of the enemy, to keep you shut up, to keep you shut down. But if you open up your mouth, I'm here to tell you that chains will be broken. Strongholds and strong ties will be broken and destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the prison gates are open from you. Whatever this is, they're entangling you in. They're limits and trapping you in. Those gates will open up. Those doors will fly open. If you just open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise, glory, and honor. If you just enter in today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you all can see, I'm excited. I'm trying to slow down. I said I'm going to slow down, and I'm going to stop hollering y'all ear. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Hallelujah. Showing it to my head and not to my heart. My God, welcome to the shout you all. I'm so excited. I want to play this prayer of daily commitment. Oh, God's will in our life today. So we just want to thank you, Father God, again for one more time. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and we thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Family, Father, we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name, the only name that we can come in, hallelujah. We renew and give our total allegiance to you, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today, and for the rest of our life, to do your work, hallelujah, to do your will and obey you at all times, oh God. Oh Lord, we give our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. That first and foremost, all that we are, hallelujah, would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you to do your good works and to have and be in your children, desire your will and presence, that we will and that we are and that we will be transformed in your total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place in, through, and above our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give our life to you, Lord, for eternity. And we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory, amen. To God be the glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory. How many of y'all know that God is able, that he's still able today? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. A lot of us are dealing with so much in our mind. The enemy is attacking our mind day in and day out. Even when we're trying to sleep, trouble is coming. Hallelujah. Trouble is coming. It's troubling our mind as we're trying to sleep. We can't sleep because there's so much going on in our mind. Hallelujah. Let's pray for mind cleansing. Let's pray for mind cleansing and clarity today. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, we come one more time asking you, Lord God, to help us, oh God. Help your children. Help all that's on the line and all that's connected to us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all faults that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and everyone that we pray for today, hallelujah, that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of self, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John, if you're on the call today, plus one, we want you to shout. We know you have a soft voice and you don't like to say much, but shout today. Open up your mouth. Thank God for your healing. Thank God for your deliverance. Thank God that you're set free today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to hear from you. Glory to God and your joy. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father God. I just thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning. I just thank you for protecting me, my family, my friends, my leaders, God. I just thank you for everything you are doing in my life, God. I'm just so grateful in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. That is Sister Joy Adams. You all, we can celebrate you as well. Hallelujah. God bless you. Because what you can't see and what you don't know is God had already made a way for you. Hallelujah. He's already made a way. See, sometimes we're in that place and we're trying to figure out a way out, but God has already made a way out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So go ahead and shout. Hallelujah. We come to celebrate you today, Joy. Just thanking God for you. Hallelujah. And did you know what, Brandon? You will just trust God in this season even more. The more. The more you trust, the more God can move. The more we believe, the more God will move on our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't fall. Hallelujah. Keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, a lot of us are dealing with different ailments in our body, but I want you to know that we serve a God that we serve a healing God. Hallelujah. We serve a God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. The Lord who heals. Hallelujah. When you receive your healing today and when you hold on to it, when you receive it, I mean, sometimes we feel good and we're like, oh, wait a minute, this feels too good. I just know it's going to start hurting later. I know, and you wait for it to start back up on you. But today, I want you to know this. Hallelujah. Hold on to your healing. When you receive it, hallelujah, just hold on to it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hold on to it because the enemy wants to take it away. Hallelujah. We have Sister Dorita on the line. God bless you. Welcome, Sister Dorita Jones. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 I almost slept through the show, but Lord woke me up in time to get a little bit of. And I
Amen.
Want you to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ and pray for all our family and ones online. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 The enemy thought he had Lord, but you woke up. God woke you up and said, get on the shot. We want to pray for you today, sir. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. We love you. We're lifting you up in prayer, even at the 6 a.m. hour. We know you can't be on at that time because you're on another prayer call, but we're lifting you up in the 6 a.m. hour. We're praying for you. We're trusting God for miracle, hallelujah, in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We're trusting God for restoration of all things new concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we serve a God that is able. man is impossible, but God, all things are possible. And just stay right there. Hallelujah. I remember I got a phone call from a friend. Their family was calling me and said, Pastor, that our family member is sick and it don't look like they're going to make it. And the doctor's saying this and the doctor's saying that. I said, what did the doctor say? Record this. They said, well, they said, this right here is only 10% is working of the brain. Only 5% is working. And he's not breathing on their own. I said, well, hold on to the good. If it's 10%, hold on to that. Now, I want you to understand, all you got to do is have faith the size of a mustard seed. And with that faith, God can grow. It can grow into greater faith. So I said, always hold on to the good. No matter what the doctor say, hold on to what the good thing. So when they give you all the bad, you say, what else you got? And then after that, just say, I'm going to hold on to the good part. Hallelujah. Can you hold on to the good part? When they give you 95% bad, will you hold on to the 5% good and trust God to magnify it? Will you trust God to increase the good part and overshadow the 95? Hallelujah. I want you to know today that God can make the 95 overpower the 5% overpower the 95% because we serve a God that is able. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a God, hallelujah, a way making God, a God that can step in, hallelujah, and intervene and turn that thing around in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, but will you trust him and enter in today? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for one more time as we get ready to wrap up here in the shop. You all, I'm just so grateful. I got a phone call from one of my church members this morning, and she really just blessed my heart. Evangelist Kimberly Redford, she called me, and you know, sometimes we need somebody to encourage us as pastors because we take on something. There's a Lord, not to complain and not to talk to God. I'm able to do it because the strength of God, not in my own strength, but God gives me the strength, hallelujah, to keep on keeping on. But the fact that she called me and took time out, see, we have to understand something about time. We don't make time, we take time. God gives us the time and we take it, and we don't know how much time we have. So when you take our time for someone, if someone takes our time for you, we need to, you know, be grateful and thankful that people take the time for us out of their busy schedule or not. They could be doing something else. So I'm so grateful for the phone call this morning just to let me know. Pastor, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that you allow God to use it. And I was just so grateful for that phone call in the name of Jesus Christ. That helps because you never know what someone is going through or what they're dealing with. So I thank God for you, Evangelist Kimberly Redford, and Evangelist Arena, who sends me hearts in the morning to let me know I love you, Pastor. And I thank God for you, my mother, who always check on me. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. You all just keep believing and trusting God. The Bible says in Hebrews, as we talk about belief right now, keep believing. Hallelujah. Have that kind of faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So belief is one of those things, y'all, that you can't see physically, but you still have it. For example, you believe a chair will hold you when you sit in it, right? You can't explain the physics of it, but you sit in it believing it will do what it's supposed to do. Amen. Belief in God is like that. You put your trust in him that he will do what he said he would do. The Bible, hallelujah, his written word is filled with those promises. Hallelujah. What do you trust him? Will you trust and will you believe? Will you stay right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? As we have about 2 minutes left, you all, the message today here is trust God's timetable. Trust God's timetable. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, you all, you probably know this scripture very well. The Bible says, he has made everything appropriate in its time, and he has also put eternity in their hearts. But man cannot discover the work God has done from the beginning to end. So if you want to trust God's plan, you all, for your life, then you must learn to trust his timetable. You will be you'll be sorely tempted, however, to do otherwise because you are a vulnerable human being. You are impatient for things to happen, but God knows best, you all. God has created a world that unfolds according to his own timetable and not ours. Thank goodness, hallelujah, because sometimes we wouldn't do it what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, and the world was according to how we do it. It will be messed up. But we mortals might make a terrible mess of these things, as we know God does not. So God's plans does not always happen in a way that we would like or at a time of our own choosing. Our task as believing Christians who trust in a benevolent, you are all knowing Father, is to wait patiently for God to reveal himself and reveal, hallelujah, and reveal himself he will, you are always. But until God's perfect plan is made known, we must walk in faith and never lose hope. And we must continue to trust him always. of Elizabeth Elliot's footstep, that we must learn to move according to the timetable of the timeless one and to be at peace. So our daily prayer should be, dear Lord, your timing is settled, my timing, but your timing is always right for me. When I am impatient, remind me that you are never early or late. You are always on time. And Lord, so let me trust today, hallelujah, and every day with you, amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, you all, we are back here at 12 o'clock on the show. Amen. And tomorrow we have our Bible study. Bible study has been so good. I just thank God for blessing us, Father God, with all that he's blessed us with in this season. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all, I bless you. I love you. I bless you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we are saved, that we are blessed, that we are here. To God be the glory. And we all say, amen. God bless you. Have a good one. In the Lord.
I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine?